here's John S. Doyle with the first look at what it says in Friday's papers.
The trouble with tweeting is illustrated in two stories widely reported. The Belfast Telegraph lead story says that an investigation is underway after the Traffic Watch Northern Ireland Twitter feed yesterday shared a post from a Sinn Féin MP commemorating an IRA hunger striker, and staff then struggled to remove it. The tweet had a photograph with the message, "Our national flag flying proudly in memory of Martin Herson on top of Sawell, highest mountain in Sperrins, died on hunger strike 42 years ago today, RIP. The Irish Daily Star leads with a tweet by the RTE DJ Dave Fanning on Tuesday, in which he described the Oireachtas Committee hearings about affairs at RTE as an Oireachtas Nuremberg trial. The paper says that Fanning promptly apologised in another tweet for what he called his ill-judged comments. Those committee hearings continue to dominate the front pages. RTE has dramatically stopped paying the salary of Ryan Tuberty while he's off air, says the Irish Daily Mirror. That's the main thing the Irish Daily Mail takes from the hearings too. The Irish Sun says that Ryan Tuberty's RTE career comeback is on if he hands back €150,000. That's how the paper interprets remarks made by the RTE Director General, Kevin Backhurst, at the Public Accounts Committee hearing yesterday. It was another bruising affair for RTE executives, says the Irish Times. And the paper says that a clear conflict emerged between the accounts given by Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly and those given by senior RTE executives. The Irish Independent says that the spotlight now turns to what the paper calls golden handshakes for senior executives who left RTE, and the organisation is to launch an investigation into such potential handshakes. In an editorial, the paper comments, RTE can only rebuild trust by serving the public who fund it. Greenhouse gas emissions linked to transport are continuing to surge despite a huge spike in people switching to electric vehicles. So the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story. Liz Dunphy writes that the latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows that transport emissions are back to 95% of pre-COVID levels. The Irish Times accentuates the positive with a headline that says emissions fall, except for transport. The Examiner reports that a children's reading event to mark Pride Week in Tralee, County Kerry yesterday was disrupted by protesters who left library staff shaken and upset. The Independent has a dramatic front page picture of a doctor, Ali Raza Ansari, sitting at the boot of his car, which is full of his belongings. The paper says he is one of two doctors who have criticised the failure of the state to deal with the housing crisis. Laura Lynott writes that one is homeless and the other, a new father, fears he could end up on the street.